Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 18th of April, 2024. In the church, we celebrate the life of Juana Inez de la Cruz, a monastic and theologian who died in 1695. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. This is a photograph of the former U.S. Senator and Governor Bob Graham from Florida. He's died after a long career as a public servant. He was known in his home state for a campaign gimmick that he turned into a governance tool, taking a day off to work in jobs held by ordinary people. He bagged groceries, mucked out horse stalls, and worked as an FBI agent. He grew up on a dairy farm near Coral Gables, so he knew what physical labor was like, even as he became wealthy and a Harvard lawyer. As governor, he led a campaign to save our Everglades. His most significant national leadership chair came as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he warned against President George W. Bush's war in Iraq after 9/11. He said Bush drummed up charges that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction as a pretext for invading Iraq, though no such weapons were ever found. Then he had no plans for how to occupy Iraq once Saddam Hussein was toppled. Graham ran for president in 2004, but was set back by a heart attack while the race passed him by. He left the Senate and spent years as a public policy institute named for him at the University of Florida. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is Light of the World. Light of the world in grace and beauty, mirror of God's eternal face, transparent flame of love's free duty, you bring salvation to our race. Now as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, lamp of our days. Our psalm this evening is Psalm number 37, verses 19 through 42. The Lord cares for the lives of the godly, and their inheritance shall last forever. They shall not be ashamed in bad times, and in days of famine they shall have enough. As for the wicked, they shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the glory of the meadows, shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous are generous in giving. Those who are blessed by God shall possess the land, but those who are cursed shall be destroyed. Our steps are directed by the Lord, those in whose way God delights, God strengthens. If they stumble, they shall not fall headlong, for the Lord holds them by the hand. I have been young, and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. The righteous are always generous in their lending, and their children shall be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and does not forsake the faithful. They shall be safe forever, but the offspring of the wicked shall be destroyed. The righteous shall possess the land, and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and their tongue speaks what is right. The law of their God is in their heart, and their footsteps shall not falter. The wicked spy on the righteous and seek occasion to kill them. The Lord will not abandon them to their hand, nor let them be found guilty when brought to trial. Wait upon the Lord and keep God's way. The Lord will raise you up to possess the land. And when the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I've seen the wicked in their arrogance, flourishing like a tree in full leaf. I went by and beheld. They were not there. I searched for them, but they could not be found. Mark those who are honest, observe the upright, for theirs is a future for the peaceable. Transgressors shall be destroyed, one and all. The future of the wicked is cut off, but the deliverance of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord will help them and rescue them. The Lord will rescue them from the wicked and deliver them, because in the Lord they seek refuge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is a painting of Jesus being tempted by Satan. You also can see some angels in the background there. This is by Duccio di Bonsegna from 1311. The Temptation of Christ on the Mountain. It's a panel of a larger work at the Mestalla. Our reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you're the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior. For you looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You've shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant Israel, for you've remembered your promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebearers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. This is a statue of Saint Juana Inez de la Cruz in Madrid, Spain. She was a colonial Mexican writer, theologian, composer, and poet during the Baroque period. In a Hinnomerite nun, a cloistered order dedicated to Saint Jerome, which rose in Spain and Portugal and contributed to the evangelism of Mexico, Brazil, and other lands in the New World. I'm sorry, that's Hieronymite. Now the collect of the day for Juana Inez de la Cruz, a monastic and theologian who died in 1695, and a collect for the presence of Christ. Almighty God, source of all knowledge, we give you thanks for the witness of your servant, Juana Inez de la Cruz, in her fierce passion for learning and creativity. Teach us to be faithful stewards of our minds and hearts, so that following her example, we might forever proclaim the riches of your unending love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for the evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts. Awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. In the Anglican cycle of prayer today, we pray for the Diocese of Down and Dromore in Ireland. Our Thursday evening prayer list is for sobriety and recovery and for family health and mental, for family harmony and mental health. For sobriety and recovery, we're praying for Angie, an anonymous friend, Emily, Adrian O, the men of Reconciliation House, John, Stacy, Ian, Talmadge, Martin, Perry, Blake, Beth, and Phoebe. O blessed Lord, you minister to all who came to you. Look with compassion on all who through addiction have lost their health and freedom. Restore to them the assurance of your unfailing mercy. Remove from them the fears that beset them. Strengthen them in the work of their recovery. And to those who care for them, give patient understanding and persevering love. Amen. We're also praying for Reverend John, P.H., Haley Grace, Roxy, Samantha, Scotty, Adam, Lyle, and Beth. And for those with mental illness, O Heavenly Father, look with love on all your children who are living with mental illness. Bless them with kindness and patience. Give them true friends who understand them and knowledgeable therapists with competence and compassion. Soothe their worries, lift their spirits, help them to trust others and quiet their negative thinking. Help them care for themselves and give them peace through the infinite mercy of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? Tomorrow is the board meeting of the Daily Office Network. I'm praying for many voices coming together as one, that we hear God's work, hear God's word, do God's work, and are able to respect each other's differences and also enhance the mission of the Daily Office. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now the prayer for the mission of the church. Almighty God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile the world to yourself. We praise and bless you for those whom you sent in the power of the Spirit to preach the gospel to all nations. We thank you that in all parts of the earth, a community of love has been gathered together by their prayers and labors, and that in every place your servants call upon your name, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Amen. Now the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And God's blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. There's our donate button. You can click on that. It'll take you to our software, ChurchTrack. You can use a credit or a debit card, or you can send a check to the daily office at our address of 1 P.O. Box 165, Sartell, Minnesota, 56377. Our video this evening is called Through the Red Sea Brought at Last. It's number 187, and this is a choir of men and boys at St. Thomas's, 5th Avenue, New York City, directed by Jerry Hancock in 2000. And that is evening prayer for April the 18th, 2024. Thank you for coming to pray. Let the Lord take away any sadness, anxiety, pain, or loneliness this night. Take care of your body and your heart and savor your joy in those around you. Good night.